Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and this is my commentary brought to you by David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. If you want to make millions of Americans angry simultaneously, then this might be how to do it. Make a swooping generalization about them, their state, and their dessert preference. The people who made this list better have bodyguards. Slate.com decided to make a list of the unofficial desserts for all 50 states. The only rules were that each state had to have a different dessert, and no state could have apple pie since apple pie is the all-American dessert. A few of the picks, clearly no-brainers. Florida gets key lime pie. Georgia has the peach cobbler. Massachusetts gets the Boston cream pie, which, by the way, is not a pie, it's cake. And New York has cheesecake. But a lot of states got desserts that seem like a real stretch. For instance, Arkansas got red velvet cake, even though it was invented in New York. Since it's red and white, it's the same colors of the University of Arkansas. Montana got s'mores because they have hiking destinations that include, quote, part of Yellowstone. And Alaska got, of course, baked Alaska, even though it wasn't invented in Alaska or even by someone who had ever been there. How about Texas? Well, this one was kind of a no-brainer. It was the pecan pie. The pecan tree is Texas' official state tree. The native pecan is Texas' official state nut. And San Saba, Texas is the self-proclaimed pecan capital of the world. It's no surprise that the Texas House of Representatives recently named the pecan pie as the official state pie. Texas has covered all its bases when it comes to pecans, and we gleefully allow everybody else to have it around Thanksgiving for dessert. So really, giving it to any other state would just be wrongheaded, and I think by definition would be messing with Texas. And rest assured, it's pecan, not pecan. And that is my commentary brought to you by David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. They sell gold and silver bullion, and having physical bullion, according to most of the money folks, is an important part of your financial portfolio. Some customers buy it weekly, some once a year. They deal anywhere from $20 to hundreds of thousands of dollars. They do that, plus, of course, they've got the jewelry, coins, and just some really interesting collectible things. So go look for yourself. It's an interesting trip, I promise you. It's David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange on College in the same shopping center as Hurricane Harry's, just down from IHOP, or you can find them online at davidsjewelryandcoins.com. I'm Kevin O'Connor. Thank you for listening.